Tonight's Shir Simen Lamed Beis, Se'if Mem, Mem Aleph, and Mem Beis. Se'if Mem. Or Habote Mitzvah La'asoy Soy Shochar. It is a mitzvah to make the leather of the bottom of tefillin black or dark. V'ayin L'kamon Simen Lamed Gimel. Look ahead in Simen Lamed Gimel. Choritz Shebein Bayis L'vayisor Shegia Ad HaTefer. The groove between the batim of the Shel Roish, the four compartments, that groove should be all the way down to the base where it's sewn. Vimlo higia kasher, if it doesn't go that far down, it's still kosher. Vushia nikr hecharitz, but it has to be very apparent. Kadeshu abra roshah nirin lakol. Everyone has to see that it's four batim that make up the Shel Roish. Mishnah Berurah sifkan kuf pe gimel habatim. The batim should be black. The kolshkin shiadakteh shehashin yeshachar, and especially be careful that the shin is black. V'lefamim machmasov yashnoi niklef himeno shachar. Sometimes over age, over time, the black peels from the shin, so you have to pay attention to that. Sifkan kuf pei daud mitzvah chulo. It's a mitzvah for the batim to be black. Mashma, the language that it's a mitzvah implies the b'di'eved eino le'ikuva. That b'di'eved, this is a ma'akev, and the tefillin are kosher, even if they're not so dark. V'yesh poiskim desvir lehu, to aloch l'mosh misinai k'mo haritzuos, ulo ikuvahu afilo b'di'eved. There are some poskim who do have the opinion that black batim is a aloch l'mosh misinai, the same as the straps, which there's no focus about, and it's ma'akev, and even b'di'eved, you wouldn't be yotza if the batim were not black. U'beir hagor mashma, shumetzadid kin halocha. And the Vilna Gaon's commentary, it seems that he is inclined to pasuk in this way, v'chein b'shuas Yankiv, and similarly in the Sefer b'shuas Yankiv, v'chein mashma b'Eli Rabba u'bishar Knesset Gedoyla, the Yishna Hachmer. And similarly in Eli Rabba and Shari Knesset Gedoyla, one should be strict. Im lo b'mokam d'lo efshar, unless you're in a situation where you can't have anything better, Yishlis machadiv ha'mekilin, one can rely on the lenient views, k'deish lo l'spat, the mitzvah trillin, not to miss out on the mitzvah trillin. The simple reading of Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah doesn't disagree, is that there is no halacha mosh misinai on the bottom. There is on the straps, but not on the bottom. There are those who hold that way. There are those who taka are strict with the bottom too, but the stam halacha of Shulchan Aruch is not like that. So certainly you should try to accommodate all the shittas, but you're not going to ignore the mitzvah tefillin if your bottom aren't black. So people are very careful to polish their tzuas. They're not that careful with the bottom. You don't have to be. You have to be careful with tzuas. With tzuas, halacha mosh misinai. There's no such halacha mosh misinai on the bottom, according to most poskim. Sifkan kuf pei hei, shachor. So the bottom should be dark or black. Vashachros toiv yoyser shiyah b'tseva shachor, she'en bo mamosh klal. Ideally, the black of the bottom should be a dye that seeps into the leather, but not something like the ink that's above the surface. It should not be something that you notice above the surface. Because then the tefillin really are not black at all. The tefillin are their natural color, and you have a layer of D.O. on the outside. That's different than dyeing that the batim themselves should be black. If you were to darken the batim with a glance, and they translate the bottom as barak, which I think is a polish, you use this type of polish that you can't peel off. Even though you could perhaps scrape pieces of it off in chunks, and small pieces will come off. You won't be mach with the evid. I just find it curious that Mishnah Berurah used the language lahosim in a klaf. Batim, we said, really aren't usually made from klaf. They're made from leather that's thicker than klaf. But he calls it klaf. We said you can use klaf, but it's like a second, the lower level batim. Mishnah Berurah continues. If you look ahead in Sif Memches, we quote Pri Megodim and Bir Halacha, Shedaito Gam Kein Den Lahach Vezeh, that one need not be machmir if you darken it with this type of glass. Achein Mashachid Shu Surfis Manenu. But what today's Seifim have invented, Shemashchirin Beticha, they darken it by something they smear over it. Shechon Deklof Beshlemus Mikol Tzad Min HaTfilin. And you could literally peel off the whole thing in one piece from the sides of the Tfilin. V'tzirasa k'monir shachar, it almost comes out like a black paper. Zer posa, that's no good. Misef nishmas adam, v'hiskim ito hagoin, v'abesmer like the nebuda. This sounds like paint. Our paint today, you could peel off paint and it adheres to itself, so to speak. So that's no good.
So, but earlier he said if the paint peels off the shin, we have to be careful. And here we're saying that we can't use paint that could be peeled off.
Right. I don't think he means paint before also. He says when it ages, it loses niklif me'ashachrus, its darkness fades. It's true. The lashon is niklaf, which sounds like it's peeled. And even the glantz, he says, it could come off in small pieces, but it can't come off in one sheet. You can't take a strip of it off at one time. Paint, very often, will come off in strips, not just tiny pieces. So
more of a coating than a...
Right, yeah. So the coating is the problem, as opposed to something which is more like a dye. Sifkan kuf peivav simin lamin gimel. The Ramah says, look ahead at simin lamin gimel, besif dal b'hagol, in Siftal the Ramah, V'ayin Shem Mishnebura, the Ramah calls the Shita's a Mechaber Hacha, that the Ramah there follows the Mechaber Shita here, to rak mitzvah be alma. That bottom being dark or black is a mitzvah be alma, Mashkasam v'os Kuf Peidal, Yishnaim B'zeh, based on what we wrote in Kuf Peidal, you have to Ma'ayin, because there are Shita's who were more strict, who said it was Halach Mashusina. Sifkatan Kuf Peizayin, V'hu Shiyeh V'chulu, there should be a groove noticeable between the bottom of the shell roish, avlam eino nikam ivachutz. If you can't see from the outside the groove and the separation of the bottom, avshem ibefnim yesh arba bottom. Even if internally it's four separate compartments, v'chol parasha parasha munachas abayas v'nei atzman. Each parasha is in its own compartment. Lo mahani, that's not sufficient. It has to be noticeable on the outside. That's four distinct compartments. Sifkan kuf peches nikar hacharetz. You have to notice the groove. Aval srita over shima ba'alma, a scratch or indentation alone, lo mahani klal, that's not sufficient. Kal kolponim tzerach hevdel ma'at min ha'batim. There has to be separation between the batim. Shir charitzin yikaron mamish. You really see the groove. V'chein ha'chay odom me'ein b'maisa ha'soifrim shemedavkim ha'batim. The chayodom similarly refused to accept what the soifrim would glue the batim, v'tochen as kol ha'bayis v'tiacho b'glantz, and they'd smear something over the bayis and put on this glantz, this type of polish, raksha oisin roishin b'ha'glantz, and then afterwards they'll put some kind of mark over the polish. U'magam l'chadchila b'in ha'shiacharetz megiyah l'matim, not only on top of that, the halach is this groove is supposed to go all the way to the bottom. V'ayin be'er locha, look in be'er locha. V'kol shekein, and even worse, ha'soifim shetol or ala arba batim, the soifim will put a piece of leather over the four batim of the shalvayish, v'royish men bo charitzim b'sak, and they take a knife and just cut grooves. She'en nirer karba batim, it should look like four batim. The apostle is totally possible. You know why? That is nas tefil shayad. That's the tefil shayad. And the notes being on the side that if a person is in a situation where he has two shaloshes and he doesn't have a shalom shayad, so you take a piece of leather and cover over the four bottom of the shalosh, it becomes shalom shayad. That's called one compartment. So it has to be that it's very distinct and clear, the division between the four bottom of the shalom shalosh. In the Be'er Locha, he makes a point that every year Shemaim has to be sure that l'chadchila, the batim of the shalosh are nifradim. And he goes on to talk about the glue. And he says, ideally there shouldn't be any glue at all. The problem is, if you don't have any glue at all, you often lose the ribua. So you're stuck on either end. What are you supposed to do? So he says, toiv, that yedabik ma'at b'shipuli habayis etzel titura. You lose a little glue near the bottom. A little glue near the bottom, near the base, that's where you should put the glue. And then he says there's another oifen. What you should do is, between each of the batim of the shel roish, put a little glue, like in the center. And basically, he says, you could take maybe a piece of cloth, very thin, double-sided glue, and slip it between the four batim into three sections. So around the perimeter of the batim, there's no glue. It's only in the center. And around the sides, Sedadi batim, Rashi batim, there's no glue at all. And he says that way you clearly see the charitzim, you have the ribua, and that's not much like a lechatchila oifen. He says be very careful that you shouldn't tear anything, you shouldn't rip the bottom, because you have to make sure you keep each bias and distinct. But basically, to use a little glue in the center of each piece of the four bottom of the shel rosh, the three divisions, and then you tie it together, you still have the charitzim on three sides, and that's perfectly fine. And that's, that could well be what that's the Mishnah Berurah's eitzah in the Be'er Halacha. So you want to have on the one hand the ribu, on the other hand you don't want to make it one, so that's his eitzah. Se'if mem aleph. Oirich v'roiche v'batim v'govon ein lo shir. Length, width, height, there's no shear for the dimensions. It has to be ribua, but there's no shear for how big. Mishtabur sif katan kuf petes.
Does it have to be a cube or just square?
So we said not. We said it doesn't have to be a cube. It has to be squared, but the height does not have to be the same as length and width. Sif katan kuf petes. Oirich v'roichiv. U'mikomokam nochem l'chu shadivei go'inim. Now, l'chatchila, we should follow the go'inim. That tefillin should not be less than two etzba by two etzba. V'hainu ima titur, that counts the base, the titur as well. V'ayim ba'olis tomid shekosiv, the olis tomid writes, the main masik ima titur rake etzba al etzba. If the whole thing, including the titur, is only an etzba by etzba, I feel a b'di'evit posel, then it's no good even b'di'evit. V'chein posel b'sefer be'or mordechai, the Sefer Be'er Mordechai paskens that way. Find the Sefer Eliyahu Rabba, Shalim and Aleim Zchus. The Sefer Eliyahu Rabba tried to find the merit. Komokim Siyem, but he concludes the Bal Nefesh Yizur La Asosi Titura Rochav Shtei Etzba'ayim, that ideally one should be careful to make the Titura two Etzba. Ulevad Kol Eilum, besides this, Motsim Ho'od Be'er Tefillin Katanim, it's very common in these tiny tefillin, Sheparash Yosein Geruos Adma Oid, the parashios are really terrible. Mitzad the chakamalkim, because you have such small space to work with. Kasher be'enei re'isi habim, I have seen this many times. Akin hashomah nafshi shmamahem, someone who cares about his neshama should be very careful from such tefillin. The Rosh in his Hilchos Tefillin writes that the Sefer Shimusha Rabba wrote that it should be etzba'ayim al etzba'ayim. And then he says, avol lo nogo oilam kein. That's not the minigo oilam. That's not the minigo oilam. So the Mishnah Berurah says, ideally it should be etzba ayim al etzba ayim, but lamaisa doesn't have to be, but it shouldn't be an etzba by an etzba. Now again, an etzba, different shiurim of what an etzba is, on the smaller end we say 2 centimeters, on the higher end maybe 2.5 centimeters. So the 2 etzba by 2 etzba on the higher shiur is basically 5 centimeter by 5 centimeter. And the one etzba is going to be a 2 centimeter by 2 centimeter, which is very small. If you remember, you used to see Nebuch, the kids, irreligious families come by mitzvah, these tiny little boxes, and that's what they would have. And that's what he's talking about. It could be today, the taka make many of the tefillin etzba'ayim al etzba'ayim, but lamaisa, it's not necessary. It's got to be more than an etzba. Etzba somewhere in that range between 2, 2.5 centimeter to 5 centimeter square on a side, and that would be pretty standard. Some people make very large bottom, and there's problems with that, because then the bar mitzvah board can't put them on properly in the correct location. So it's somewhere in that range, in between there. Se'if membeis. Shin shel tefillin. Halacha l'moshe misinai. The shin on the tefillin shel roish is a halacha moshe misinai. That there should be on the leather of the bottom of the shel roish a shin that protrudes from the folds in the leather. Echad miyminoi ve'echad mismoilo. One on the right, one on the left. Shel yimin hameiniach shel shlosha roshim. On the right side of the one who wears the tefillin, there should be a shin with three heads or three yuds. V'shel smol hamaniach, on the left side, shel abba roshim, with four heads or four yuds. The Ramah says, miyum hipich enu nifsal. The Ma'aseh, if they messed it up and got it backwards, it would not be possible. Mishnah Berurah sifkan kuf tzad. Halacha mosh misinai. You must have the shin on the bayis shel roish. V'im neskalkal hashin ve'enu nikr. If it got damaged and ruined and you can't recognize it's a shin, tzarech l'sakno mechodosh. You'd have to fix it anew. Dumya dim neskaka ribua, no different than if you lost the ribua, hamavur besamach, that we talked about before. In fact, I would say maybe it's even more than the ribua, because ribua on the batim is a machaikis if it's halachos v'sinei or not. And here, I don't think there's a machaikis on the shin, unless he's referring to the ribua of the tetefer. Sivkan kufsa de alf, kamin shin, there has to be the appearance of a shin. Umashma ba'achroinim, it's implied from the achroinim. The temunas shin and shalonu sha'anu oisim etfilin dai, that the shape of the shin that we make on our tefillin is sufficient. The lobeina davka kesav sifrei Torah tefillin lemezuzas mamish el dugma. It doesn't have to be kesav ashuris. It has to be a shin. It has to be noticeably a shin. It does not have to be a shin that qualifies as kesav ashuris. Uminig soifim kahayoyim beizim mekaymus lahader. But the minig of seifim today in some places is to mamish be mahader, to make it in a true kesav ashuris.
With the tagging.
The whole thing. And I've seen Beis Yosef shins, and I've seen Arizal shins. Mm. Depending on your minig, I've seen shins on the bottom with Arizal shin. Sifkan kufza dibez boletes v'chulhu. The shin protrudes from the bias. Vim osa hashin beklaf acher v'hid v'demgal bias. So this fellow has a great idea. He's going to take a piece of parchment. He's going to stamp it out exactly, the shape of the shin, and then glue it. Puzzle. No good. So he asked the question, why is it no good? If you hold Debek is Chibur, if you hold Debek is considered one, and many posts can hold that way, Be'er Lox before, so why isn't it good? Once you glue it on, it's one. He says, Vais Techois, for the shin you need a more of a Chibur. I don't know what that means. If you hold it's a Chibur, it's a Chibur. It's a bigger Chibur.
Intrinsic.
I'm not sure the Taich in that.
But,
what?
So if you sew it
angled,
it's
oh, there you go. Sew it angled. Very good. So the mice, it's not how they do it. They don't do that anymore. So it's basically made from the folds in the leather. The hainu. Shemekamet ha'or b'malakit ayde kefila. What they used to do is, they would take a tool, maybe like a tweezers of sorts, and literally pull up the leather and fold it on itself to get it sticking out from the rest of the leather. They like double up the leather until you have the shape of the shin. But to make them through some kind of press, that you have a mold, a die, with the shin sticking out, then you press it into the bias and the leather goes against it. So now you have the shape of the shin pressed out. If you look in Taz and Mogen Avram, it seems to say they did not like that. That there's a better hid, it's nicer. That is the widespread minig today. They make the shins through a press. It looks much more like a shin with all its parts and all its tagging, like you said, than the shin that you're going to get by trying to manipulate the leather from the outside. There's no distinction if you're right-handed or left-handed. When we talk about which side, which shin is, the three-legged shin and the four-legged, we don't differentiate righties and lefties. The basa yamin, the small, the yamas, the yamin, we go by the general right and left. He explains in the notes on the side, the point of the four-headed shin on the left side of the one who's wearing the tefillin, he says that we're dealing with the one who's opposite, the oimid mulo, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the shin of Abba Roshim is connected to the shin of the Luchas. And therefore it should be on Hashem's right. Mimino Eishtas Lamo. The shin of three heads is our Ksav. So it belongs on the Yamin of the Miniach. And therefore we don't differentiate righty or lefty. So the our left is HaKadosh Baruch Hu facing us is right. Mimino Eishtas, the shin of the Luchas, there's a marker of Eishtas, had four heads to it. Sivkan kuf tzadihe, eino nifsal. If you did it reverse, it's not possible. Avlam also b'shnei hatzdadim rak shin sheshol shoshim. What if I made on both sides a three-headed shin? Oh, arba, or on both sides a four-headed shin? Puzzle, it's no good. And certainly if you only had one shin and you didn't have the other one, then it would be puzzle. If you take a look on the bottom of the page in Be'er Halacha, shin shel tefillin halacha which is sinai kamin shin, ayin mishtabur da filik sav shalonu, ela dugma hu ebach ayin sham. The shape of the shin doesn't require a special ksav. It could be the way we write. It has to just have the appearance of a shin. This is a bach. Well, the fees according to this, we have to think about what the nishmas odom paskind. Let's say there's a space between the top, the yud of the shin, to the base of the shin. Then a shin megiel b'shul tachna doesn't reach the bottom. The ma'akev b'diyevik m'sefer Torah. So the nishmas odom says, and say for Torah it's possible, so it's no good in Tefillin either. L'chayra, l'habach, efshterach l'chadchil tzarech zelakuv, tzarech, and why are we saying it's ma'akev? If you look, it has to look like a shin. It does look like a shin. In fact, we talked about Shloka Sidrin. We said it's not absolute of Shloka Sidrin if it didn't reach yet. So that you can fix. So you see the shin. So if the whole requirement is that you should see the shin, it doesn't have to be a perfect shin the way it would be in Sefer Torah. So he questions Tzarechian about that. So the bottom line is, the shin does not have to be a perfect shin. That is the way the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Bach. It has to be noticeably a shin, the tzuras ha'ois of a shin, but it doesn't have to be a kosher shin in all the halachas of writing Sifrei Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos.